Here's your QZCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. The board of the Astor Theater on Thursday unveiled some details of a plan that they hope will make the theater the center of arts and culture on the South Shore. Eric Goulden is chair of the Astor Theater Society.
Depending on how much we scale this thing, it could be it could be the center of the South Shore at some point down the road. We are definitely the envy of a lot of other theaters in Nova Scotia, that's for sure, and it is a very, very valuable treasure.
The historic Liverpool Theatre, which opened in 1902, recently received a $500,000 donation from the J&W Murphy Foundation. The five-year funding commitment will help with the Astor's operational expenses and allow the organization to improve its marketing, promotion, and fundraising efforts. Board members invited the community on Thursday afternoon to learn more about the foundation's support. Three consultants will be hired to come up with fundraising and communications plans and to oversee the process. Heather White-Britton is the Director of Development with the Imperial Theatre in St. John. She will lead the Astor's fundraising and sponsorship development efforts. That will include creating a fund development database that will help the Astor secure more sustainable donations from corporations and other foundations. Kathy Newmiller is a communications and marketing professional in Halifax. She will help create a new marketing and communications plan. That will include a newly designed website, a subtle rebranding, and more community outreach. Lynn Cochran is the vice chair of the theater's board. She applauded the Astor's small staff for the work that they do every day, but said that the theater needed outside help.
We don't have the capacity in-house to do this work. The fund development and the marketing communication side are very specialist areas and require specialists to do them.
Newmiller says she hopes to harness the enthusiasm of the Astor's sizable and dedicated group of volunteers.
It's really about relationships and finding out what they're passionate about, so that really the goal is to find them, people who are most passionate, and get them on board to help achieve some of the things that need to be done, because there's a lot.
Jean Robinson-Dexter is a former executive director of the Astor and a longtime chair of the Liverpool International Theatre Festival. She will act as project manager. The president of Horizons Community Development Associates also helped Cochran create the funding proposal to the Murphy Foundation.
I guess we'll be a bit of a troubleshooter and maybe a bit of an historian about the organization and how things have been here over the years and kind of the things that the theater does. So I'll be kind of doing regular check-ins with the two wonderful consultants that are doing the work with the Astor and sharing that back to the board, making sure we're on track in terms of deliverables and timelines and that kind of thing. So it's a great opportunity to be back and contributing to the Astor again.
The Astor announced the contribution from the J&W Murphy Foundation in April. The foundation's Karen Murphy told QCCR on Thursday that they had many discussions with the Astor board about how to help.
And our conclusion was that if we could assist with some funding to take some of the operational worries away so that the focus could be on future-proofing the facility. It's often capital projects that get a lot of attention, or sometimes equipment, and certainly we've been involved in those kinds of things. But we found with especially small and medium-sized organizations, and I'd put the Astor in that category, operational funding is often forgotten, and sometimes that's the key to all the other creativity and building that needs to happen. I don't live in Liverpool any longer. I live in Halifax. But when people find out I'm from Liverpool, they invariably mention the Astor. That tells you what a legacy is already in place. And it's on all of us to keep adding to that and building it. This place needs to be here for the next 100 years like it has been already.
Cochran said a lot of the work for the first year will be behind the scenes, but lovers of the Astor should start seeing some changes by the end of this year. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.